Hello?
Hi, Paul.
This is Tim.
Hi, Paul. It's Jesse. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Jesse?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. I appreciate it. You know, it's Monday. It's been a little crazy already, but, you know, that's always a good problem to have, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay. So are you ready to get everything all set up then?
Yeah. I am driving right now, but we can go ahead and get started.
Sure. No problem.
I'm running a little behind today, getting caught up with a couple of meetings.
Okay. But. Okay. Yeah, I totally get it. Yeah, it's a Monday thing, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay, perfect. So, I mean, at least while you're driving, I can go ahead and get some basics about the company, set you up for your client interview, and then, you know, go from there. So, but just about how long do you think it might take you to get back to where you're going?
About 5-10 minutes.
Okay, yeah, all of the stuff I'll do right now will probably take about that. So, now, Paul, we're putting the account under your name, right? And then putting Tony as, like, an authorized user on the account?
Yes.
Okay. And you want to keep the same email address for the account?
Yeah, that's our, you know,
business
general box that goes
okay.
to, you know, Tony, and then our account's receivable. It goes to them as well.
Okay, perfect. Because the invoice and everything there will be sent to that email. So, I mean, of course, you'll want to keep that for your tax purposes, so I just want to make sure that you get that. But now, the best address is going to be the 566 Corporate Boulevard?
No, the physical address for the office is 1850 Williams Road, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S Road in Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Okay, perfect. Got it here. And then it's 29715, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Paul, I'm just going to get some basics about the company. Now, anything I'm going to mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. So, but what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
We take phone calls from 8 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then you guys don't have a Google Business profile yet, right?
Yes, we have one.
Okay. One second. And now, I know you guys have you're going to want to do the website with us, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you have a logo for the company, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right, perfect. And do you have licensing and insurance?
Yes, we do.
Okay, wonderful. And now, the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Me directly or for the company?
Well, for when clients need to get a hold of you, this would be for that.
Yeah, by phone or email. The email would be that same general AAP email, and then the phone number would be our office line.
Okay. So for us contacting you, would it be always better to contact you on this number?
Yeah. If you guys need to get up with us about anything, you can call my cell phone directly.
Okay. And you can receive text messages, obviously, here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right, let me just update that. Do you guys have a Facebook business profile, or do you want us to create you one?
We have one, I believe.
Okay. Now let me see if I can find it real quick. I don't see it yet, but I'll just keep looking for it. That's no problem. For the services you're providing, just to name like a couple to start, obviously it'd be asphalt paving or paving. But is there anything else that you want to add just for a couple of them?
Yeah, we do asphalt paving. We do concrete as well.
Okay.
You know, we do asphalt maintenance, like seal coating.
Okay.
That's a big thing we push. We also do tar and gravel.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
And, you know, we do parking lot striping.
Okay, wonderful. Got all that. And you guys were using somebody else, right, as for your SEO? Was that correct? Or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Who were you using?
Lead Revenue.
Okay. And did you end up canceling with them?
Yeah, I dropped them an email Friday afternoon and let them know that this would be the last month we would be with using them. We just paid, you know, we're at the beginning of the month, so we just renewed for this month.
Okay.
But we told them after the first of the month, we won't need their services anymore.
Okay, perfect. And, okay, so I got all the information I need here. Now I'm just going to go ahead and set you up for your client interview. Now the client interview is where they're going to get more extensive information about the company. So it'll be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. We do them on the hour. The rest of the day is booked, but we can do tomorrow or Wednesday, whatever you have more free.
Okay. Yeah, I can do tomorrow afternoon.
So you want to do around the same time?
Yeah, we can shoot for 2 or 3 tomorrow.
Okay. I have from 2 to 3, or I can do, 3 to 4.
Let's do 3 to 4.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, 1 second. So actually it would be, 2 to 3 or 4 to 5, but that time in between is lunch. So do you want to just do the 4 to 5?
Yeah, let's do the 4 to 5. I've got to drive down to Florence tomorrow and, just to make sure I'm done, and I should definitely be done by 4 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I got everything that I need for this. Now, billing is going to be a different address, right?
Yes. Billing would go to our P.O. box.
Okay. 1 second. Let me get that here. Paul, just while I'm getting this all set up, did you have any other questions? I'm sorry, I didn't even ask you that.
No. No,
okay.
I don't have too much. We, you know, we've done SEO and stuff before.
Yeah. So you're kind of familiar.
Yeah, I have a general idea of how it all works.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I already told you, but, you know, everything is month to month. We just ask everybody to give it at least 2 months just to bring the full program to fruition. So in that 2 months, you'll see a return. You know, it's going to be much quicker than what you were doing. I'm pretty sure we went over all of that already, but I just wanted to kind of reiterate that just so you get the most added benefit from the program that we're going to do for you. So,
okay.
Got all of this now. Perfect. Okay. Did you get a chance to check out those websites, though? They're pretty great, huh?
Yeah, they look good.
Okay, perfect. So now, what is the P.O. Box number?
It's P.O. Box 2075, Fort Mill, South Carolina, 29715.
Okay, 2075, Fort Mills, right?
Yep.
Okay. And are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
I think we'll use... If you need anything today, I'm going to use the Amex. We have
okay.
a Visa that we normally use, but we had some fraudulent charges last week on our card.
Really?
Yeah,
no way.
Well,
we can use the Amex now, and then in the future, you can always change it. So you don't have to keep that as the billing card. You can always change it at any time. So just let them know your account management team that, and I'll notate it that you are probably, right, you're going to probably want to change it, right?
Yeah, and I'll check with Christina, our accounts payable. I know, we usually use that other one, but she might just say, leave Amex. You know,
it's okay.
I let her handle all the billing stuff.
okay. So are you able to process payment now with the Amex, or?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Well, I'm ready for that card number then whenever you are.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me get it out.
Yeah, it sounds like you're not driving anymore, right?
No, I just walked in, so give me 2 seconds. I'm going up to 6.
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
All right, the Amex is 3717.
Okay.
358.
Okay.
792.
Okay.
73060.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0825.
Okay, and then the security code on the front?
3702.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do now, Paul, is I'm going to update and process the payment for the $299. I'm going to read to you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Atkins Asphalt Paving.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Paul Atkins, VP of Sales and Marketing.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so now, Paul, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So part of that is there is an email that will be sent to you, but you don't have to worry about that email because you already have a Google business profile. So it'll automatically be sent, and it'll just say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. But you can just go ahead and disregard that since you already have a Google business profile. So also, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You guys already have a business line, so you probably won't need to worry about that as much. But basically what that means is we'll never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Okay? So I'm going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you can maybe jot it down and let other people know who might have access to the account, that if anybody calls and they don't know who it is, they can just ask this for this question, and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
We'll do first pet's name.
That one's my favorite. What was that?
Boxer.
Boxer. Was it a boxer?
No, he was a boxer.
Oh, it was a dog, though, right?
Yeah, he was a dog. He was a chow.
A chow, okay. Those are cool dogs.
Yeah.
So now, Paul, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of October 9th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment, so when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 9th in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. But again, please keep in mind that we do ask everyone to give it at least 2 months to bring the full program to fruition and to get the most added benefit from your position there. So now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
And also, by the way, the 877 number that's been texted to you and emailed to you a couple of times, that's the customer service line. It's also the line to get a hold of your account management team, and it is the line that your account management team will always call you from. So I just suggest it's best to save that in your phone. So it's the 877-635-6225. And, you know, if people are going to be calling, or if they'll be calling the office or anything, just make sure that they have that number on hand. So that's all done with that. Now, you should have received a few text messages, or at least one text message right now that says, Paul, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that?
Yes, I've got that.
Okay, perfect. So if you could do me a favor and open up that link there, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is just everything we discussed in writing. So take your time, look it over. Everything included is the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the MySite custom website, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting and live client support. Now, things you're able to upgrade to are Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, and Google Workspace, especially since it sounds like you have a pretty good set of people working for you. Google Workspace can always be helpful, you know, for like spreadsheet, doc, words, you know, emails, stuff like that. If you're interested in that, you can go over that with them in your client interview. But the Google Guaranteed is not available for your industry right now. It doesn't mean that it won't be in the future. Just currently, it's only available for certain areas and certain industries. But really, the Facebook ads have a higher percent conversion than even the Google ads. So, you know, I mean, if you ever want to upgrade to Google ads, you absolutely can. But I know you're going to get more out of the Facebook ads anyway. So take your time, look that over. Once you're done looking it over, just at the bottom of the screen, there should be a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
It's done.
Okay, perfect. So did it take you to a username and login?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You can go ahead and bookmark that. Either way, it'll be emailed and texted to you. So that's where you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account, but you'll get those login credentials within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that. Okay? So otherwise, Paul, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. You're all set up to go for your client interview tomorrow. Just again, they will be calling you from that 877 number, and you'll be the person doing the client interview, correct?
Yes, I will.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Well, you're all set to go. I'm super excited for you guys and actually getting something effective there on Google. Did you have any other questions at all?
So we use the Google ads now, currently.
Okay.
If we want, and I think we'll probably want to keep those. So. Searches or whatever.
I mean, you're always welcome to have us basically manage your ads. So we have really effective ways of managing it so that you're actually being seen at times of the day when people are most looking for your services. You can continue doing it on your own. Yeah, that's totally fine. We just have a minimum of $300 for ads. So it's Google just requires a minimum to actually see anything happen from your ads of at least $300. If you wanted to do that with us, totally fine. If not, you can continue doing that on your own, and it won't affect anything we're doing with you.
So you mean like the minimum for the AdWords, like the paid to Google minimum?
Yeah, that would be the minimum. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we currently have like $1,000 a month budget. Our other company was taking care of it, but we pay $1,000 to Google a month for ads.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you want us to do that for you? Is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, it would be.
Okay. Just, do you want to go ahead and upgrade to that right now or in the future? Or what do you think?
How much extra is it to upgrade to that?
So to upgrade to that, it would just be an extra $300 now. You can always add more to that, but at least to start, it's just a minimum of $300.
So it's an additional cost with you guys, or?
Yeah, so that would be an additional $300.
An additional $300. Okay, I thought the $299 was you guys handling all of our SEO, including our Google.
Well, it handles your SEO and the Facebook ads. So basically the SEO is $199, and then the Facebook ads is an extra $100. So there's $100 of ad spend in that package for Facebook ads. And then if you wanted to do Google ads, it would be $399. I mean, $300 extra on top of that. So that's just the minimum for Google. It's all SEO companies, all Google partners have to have at least a minimum of 300 to see anything effective happen. Like, you know, if you were to spend $100, it would be basically just throwing money away. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to see anything from your Google ads if you spend anything less than 300. So that's just the requirement they set for the partners when people are having their ads managed. So, I mean, you can always do that with us and then on top of that do more ad spend if you'd like. But, you know, I'd suggest just starting with the 300 and then eventually upgrading if you want to do that.
All right. Yeah, I thought the ad spend was just paid directly to Google and then y'all just managed the part of it. I guess I'm just a little confused because I know, like I said, when we were paying the other people, they were charging us a fee to manage our website and do all of our SEO, and then I was also paying Google $1,000 a month directly for the keywords.
Because our company is Local Splash, right? So we're a Google partner, but if you're paying Google directly for your ads, then we can't manage them for you. So it would be completely separate from doing that. So basically, Paul, the advantage in having us manage is with your ad spend and making sure, one, you don't ever go over it. So you always keep that budget because, you know, if people continue to click and you don't have, like, a set amount, then people often go over that and don't even know that it's happening. But it's also in the management of we can optimize your Google ads at times of the day when people are most looking for your services. So, right. I mean, instead of you just paying $1,000 and saying, hey, good luck, hope it works out, you know, we're actually able to put it out there and know the analytics of when your business services are being searched the most online to be able to make that ad spend work for you. So, So if you wouldn't have to pay Google directly, if you did Google ads with us, we would take care of your Google ads, creating them and managing them and making sure that they're all there and available, and you wouldn't have to pay Google anything anymore.
Okay, that's just what I needed clarification on. I thought it was I was still paying X amount of dollars to Google and then paying you guys on top of it. I think we'll end up setting up the Google ads with you guys as well.
Okay, you want to do that right now?
Yes. Let's go ahead and set that up as well.
Okay. Okay, one second. Okay, I'll go ahead and get that set up for you guys so we can start managing that. You know, and again, you can always add more to it if you want, but at least you can see just even with the 300 how much more effective it's going to be than spending $1,000 with Google directly. So,
okay.
You know, that'll be really the benefit for you since you're already doing that. So, I'll get my boss to add that on, and then you'll receive an invoice for the 300. Then other than that, you are set to go now for your client interview. Did you have any other questions at all for me?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, perfect. And I do want you to know, Paul, I think I might have already mentioned this, but you do have my email, and my extension and phone number is in the email. So if you ever need something escalated or you know, have a question or whatever it may be, I'm still a resource for you here. You will be working with your whole account management team, but I want you to know that I'm still here to take care of you if you need anything. I may not have the answer, but at least I'll be able to get somebody that'll get it to you, okay?
All right, Jesse, that sounds great. I appreciate your help.
All right. Thanks a lot, Paul. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.